The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to you, give you good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. On Sunday, when Jesus was led to the desert by the Holy Spirit to be tempted in his human nature, Satan tempted him in the three basic ways that we try to hold on to the things of the world, the very temptations that we have each and every day of our human flesh. And that is, first, the temptation of hunger, a hunger for good things, a hunger for the food for which satisfies us. And of course, the second is to be able to be recognized as important, or at least our pride and ego to be people to look at us and give us some credit for the things that we do in our place of prestige. And finally, the last temptation is always trying to seek the easy way out. When we look at these temptations as Jesus experiences them, and we listen to the gospel today, we can apply the three things that Jesus speaks of today: ask, seek, and knock, to these very temptations of the world. And when we ask, seek, and knock in his name, we know that the Father is going to give us what is good for us. Therefore, we begin to move away from those desires that hold us to the earth. In our first temptation of Jesus being tempted to turn stone into bread is to satisfy our hunger. And we use fasting to empty ourselves so that what we seek, that what we truly want, is the bread of life. And that is when we ask. When we ask for something, as we do in the Our Father, as we heard yesterday, ask for something, then we receive the greater gift if we're asking it in the spirit of our fasting. We will receive what will truly satisfy us, and that is the virtues and the grace of perseverance. When we're tempted to find our place because of our ego or pride, to be recognized in the world, or even in our financial desire to make things comfortable, we use the discipline of Lent of almsgiving. Because alms allows us to distribute from ourselves to make us more vulnerable, like those who are in need. And then when we seek, we do not find pride, but we find humility. When we seek, then what we find truly is the kingdom of God, where all glory comes and is never passing. And finally, when we look at the third temptation, when Jesus was on the parapet and Satan tells him if he jumps from there, he will have the angels, the Father's angels will sweep him up, the easy way out. He will still obtain glory from the people, but he would not have to go to the cross. And I said in my homily on Sunday, instead of the easy way out, Jesus asks us for the hard way in. And the hard way in is the cross. And that particular gift of the cross will help us to know how to knock and receive what is coming. Remember, it's through the cross that we always find the victory of the resurrection. So as we listen to the gospel today and we continue to use the disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, let our prayer be that we are willing to accept the hard way in so that each and every time we give alms, we're making ourselves vulnerable only to the sacramental grace that strengthens us on the way, and also to find that food that we ask for, the daily bread. What virtue or what gift of the Holy Spirit will obtain for us what is necessary. I often think of that saying that we have, that when something happens, right, and we say, oh, you know, this is going so well, we knock on wood, right, because we want the easy way out. Well, maybe perhaps now we're knocking on the cross so that we can have the hard way in. But the hard way in is beyond the things that hold us to this earth. They're the things of the resurrection. They're the things of eternal life.